And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, our Savior, our friend, our confidant, our all in all, our deliverer, our healer, our friend, oh God, our daddy, we come to you this morning. Oh, we're just talking about the goodness of you. We're talking about the greatness, the awesomeness, the amazing things that you have done and who you are, Lord, for there's none like you. And we worship you, Lord, and we say hallelujah, for you are our King. You are our God, and we love you, Lord. We come to you this morning giving you all thanks, honor, and praise for getting us up this morning, for after having a good night's sleep. Father, we thank you that we have full activity of our limbs, and it is through you we move when we breathe and we have our very being. We thank you for this TMC call, Lord, the Master's call. We are 1 year and 1 week old today, and we give you praise for that. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and for Artists International, Artist Life, Lord. For the reason why we are here today is because of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and it is through Artists International that we were all knitted together. Oh, Lord, you know exactly what they stand in need of. We thank you, Lord, that they hear from you and the voice of a stranger they do not hear. We thank you, Lord, that you have favor in your wings, sprinkling it down on them today. Oh, Father, we ask that whatever their hands touch, it prospers in the name of Jesus, and they are focused on you. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will bring us a word of God that we know is just going to saturate our hearts, oh God, with your love, with understanding, Father, and will just get us going on this morning. Father, and that we will be good soldiers. We'll be good stewards. We will share the word with someone else today. So we bind Satan in Jesus' name off this call. A very shift has been put in the atmosphere that there will be no way that he can even come in through here any kind of a way, Lord. And this call is going to go forth with clarity because we're calling it done in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we love you, Lord. And we daily seek to please you and only you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always tell you, that from my heart to yours, I love me some you. So let's go out and tell somebody something good today about what the Lord has done for you and what the Lord can do for them. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me clearly, Minister
Yes,
Willa?
I can, my sister. God bless you.
Amen, and God bless you. So good to hear your voice this morning. Again, I tell you, you seated and greeted everyone with the joy of the Lord in your heart, and tell me something good Tuesday. I love that tag. Thank you so much. And I, along with Minister Willa, says, welcome to the Master's Call, everyone. We're so glad that you joined us this morning. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, but at the present time, I am in Humble, Texas, and I thank God for each and every one of you this morning for joining us here. We are still celebrating our 6th year here on the Master's Call, and if this is your first time being on the call, we say a special welcome to you because we're so delighted and excited that you've joined us. And let me tell you just a little bit about this Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. We're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific time. And we are so thankful to God that two wonderful women of God, they have been anointed and appointed from day one to start this call, and we're so grateful that they're being steadfast. They are none other than our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle, and then we have Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we lovingly call Dr. Super Fantastic, or Dr. Dimples, okay? And we're so grateful that they said yes in the year 2010. And as I stated, we are celebrating our 6th year, and we're thankful to God that it was established on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And not only that, we have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, with that in mind, we just want to tell you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and let them know this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. That's being in the Word together. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived there, so you can always get a message from the Lord. And I tell you, we got a buffet there. We really do, that you can choose and get a fresh word from the Lord. Now, we also have a theme, and being in the last quarter of the year, believe it or not, it's just so hard to believe, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Yes, God's glory is being seen in you as well as I. And we so thank God that he thought so much of us to not only be a part of being on a call, but to invite each and every one of you. You might desire to be a greeter, or just as Minister Willa did, or you might want to host, or you may even want to have a word to share with us, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. And we also take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us have been blessed to be a part of a phenomenal, I so thank God for this company, and it's a health and wellness company called Artist International. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and that company for the past 26 years have been helping people with their health, restoring their health with the wonderful, wonderful products. I call them the best products on this side of heaven. So we're so thankful, and I got a chance to be with some of my artist family last night at the meeting here in Houston. So we're so grateful that we're still being concerned about the health and the wellness of others. And so if you want more information, get with the person that invited you on this call. Or better still, you may want to get on the call right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And you'll get to hear what we are doing each and every day to help others get healthy. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we got a powerful woman of God who loves to share the word from on high. And we're so thankful to God that she is a part of this call. She is one of our co-founders, and that is none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She is an alumna of Alcorn State University, and she has been received her Master of Divinity, specializing in psychology. She was awarded the Doctorate of Humanities from the Panama City. She has accomplished so many different awards. Not only that, she has been an Army chaplain. Yes, a chaplain that served around the country as well as around the world, such as Germany, Saudi Arabia, doing Desert Storm and Fort Stewart and Fort Gordon, Georgia. She has pastored, and as a chaplain, she has pastored along with her husband and serving the Lord as well as serving the country and serving others. She was assigned as chaplain for the 702nd Military Intelligence Group. And I tell you, she is a woman of God who has a word down in her belly. And when you feel that word coming out of her belly, the anointing is flowing with it. She has been married to her husband, who went on to be with the Lord for over 35 years. And she has two wonderful children, Elisha Jr. and Devola, and five grandchildren. Her husband's name as well was Elisha. So, such a powerful man of God. And Dr. PK has served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artist International. Not only that, she is our loving co-founder of the Master's Call. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our loving sister, friend, pastor, chaplain, woman of God from Silver Creek, Mississippi, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
I am here. I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Well, good morning. Good morning, my Mississippi queen, my minister Brenda Terrell down in Texas. I am so thankful to you for that introduction this morning, and I thank God for you. I say God produced a wonderful, powerful prayer general for this call in your presence, and I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I am like you. I am really excited about Tell Us Something Good Tuesday tag, which came to us this morning from our own minister, Willa Peterson, down there in Florida. I thank God for each and every one of the staff here on our prayer call. And I thank God for my dear sister and cohort. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa. Dr. V, I love and appreciate you so much. As I get into the word this morning, I just want to pause to give God the glory for who he really is in my life. I thank him for loving upon me and keeping me. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. October was a very significant month in my life, not only because of our anniversary, because it was also my You Shall Live month. And for those of you who have been around, you know the testimony, and I won't give it this morning, but I will tell you this. I went to boot camp this weekend that was hosted by Pastor Queen Jackson out of Natchez, Mississippi, and she believes her goal is to assist God in producing and allowing women to truly understand that they walk in the presence and the aura of being a queen for God. And I'm telling you, it was a powerful conference. This means war. And we went into that war room and took back everything that the devil came to steal from us. It was a powerful, my voice let you know that we did the war cry, war dance. And so I am here just on fire this morning for the Lord. I'm going to get into the word right quick like today because there is so much that I could say, but only a little time to say it, and I'm going to not allow the time to get away and Pastor V to ding me on time this morning. I have been talking to you from Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and this is my final message on this particular series. I like series because I'm one who just can never really finish a message. That's just me. My cohort is known for her acronym. I am known for my testimonies that go on and on and on and on because God is just so good, and I just can just keep on talking. But this particular series was on letters, and about five, oh, Lord Jesus, longer than that. My son was about 13 when I first preached the letters message, and he still tells me that, Mama, your letters message is the most significant message because it is not God telling us what to do. It is Paul, it is the writer and author of Hebrews saying to us and employing us and saying, let us, the very first let us was, let us enter into a special rest. And that was all about rest being a spiritual thing, and that you cannot continue the work of God unless you enter into that special place of rest. And that rest is not a suggestion. It is a command. It is one of the Ten Commandments. We must, absolutely must take the Sabbath and must take it serious, and we must R-E-S-T. And the second one was, let us hold firmly to what we believe. What do you really believe? Do you really believe in God, the Father of all? Do you believe in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit? Do you really believe? What do you really believe in? I'm telling you, that belief factor is so important for you to receive anything from God. God cannot bless a doubter. I want you to write that one down. God blesses you and honors your request because you truly believe that God is God who can do all things. And today, finally, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about come boldly to the throne. Let us come boldly to the throne. And this one is coming from Hebrews. We're going to read the 14, 15, and 16 verses. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession, to what we believe. We did that one. 15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And here's this letter. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Somebody ought to say mercy. And find grace, hallelujah, to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Let us come boldly to the throne. Come confidently. My Heavenly Dad says, I can approach God. I can come into his throne room. Have you ever entered a door, entered a room that was designated for employees only, or designated for the pastor's study, or designated? It has a had a note on the door to let you know that this, for you to enter this door, you must have some kind of authority to come into this door. I'm coming this morning giving you the authority to enter into the throne room of God. Listen, I know that all of you out there who knows me know my heart, so you know that what I'm about to say does not depict who it may, what it may appear to be not. Listen to me. I know that's sounding a little confusion, but listen, this is a little testimony I thought about when I was reading this and studying for this morning. I remember one time I went to the beautician, and she was relatively young. She had started her practice, and, you know, I am one who like to support those who are beginning, budding entrepreneurs, and those who are new authors. If you are new in something, I want to encourage you to come on and get it done. And as she was doing my hair, you all, she burnt me with the curling iron. Not one time, but two times. And then I had to stop her because, you know, you ain't going to just burn me up here on my head. And on that day, Devola, my daughter, who was young at the time, was accompanying me. And she said, Mama, she's just nervous. And I said, okay, honey, I understand you being nervous, but she said, no, you don't. And the beautician said, no, you don't understand. I just read a news article about you. They just featured you in the newspaper. And now I'm here doing your hair. And my daughter said, yeah, you doing my mama's hair. You doing your mama's hair. Think of her head as your mama's head. And don't burn her no more because you won't be doing her head. And the girl went on and said, how do you be with her all the time? As they were talking and she was doing the hair, she'd start talking to Devola and it sort of relaxed her. And she said, what is it like to be around Chaplain Roberts all the time? I've heard her preach. She's such a powerful pastor. And Devola said, well, she may be you all's chaplain, and she may be you all's pastor, but she's just mama to me. She's mama first and foremost. And you all, I come to tell you this morning that our Father is our daddy first and foremost. And we can enter into his presence. enter into his throne room. You know, it is so exciting to me when I think of God being my daddy, just my daddy. Oh, my God, it puts our relationship at another level. Well, what does it mean for me to come to God, my daddy? Well, first of all, it means that I can come to him in prayer. First of all, I can come to him in prayer. This is very powerful, my friend, and I want you to just think about this for a moment. What we pray about reflects what we really believe about God. What we pray about, if we pray for big things in our life, we believe that we are serving a big daddy God. Pastor Bill Winston's principle about this is that all Christians are millionaires and wealthy because our daddy God owns it all. Do you believe that your daddy God is rich, wealthy, and all-sufficient? And how would a God like that allow his son or his daughter to be poor, broke, down and out all of your life, mooching and begging and pleading? How is a God who is loving and kind, your big daddy God, will allow you to be in a place of insufficiency when he says that his grace is more than sufficient? Oh, we need to think about that just for a moment. Do you really have your vision and your purpose for being clear in your mind so that you know without a shadow of a doubt that when you go into the throne room of God and sit down and discuss with God what it is that you want to do, knowing that it matches up with why he has you here and what he wants for you to do? What are we praying about? What we pray about reflects really what we believe about God. Is your God a big God, or is he just a little bitty God? With small g at that. What if everything we prayed about last week, God answered yes to this week and actually gave it to us? If God answered every prayer you prayed last week, what would be different in this world that you are living in? What would be different outside of your world, outside of your bless my family, bless my children, bless my job, bless me? What would be different outside of you if God gave you everything this week that you prayed for last week? I'm so glad that I have access to the heavenly throne room of my daddy God. I can cast my cares upon him. I don't have to worry and agonize. I enter the throne room and I can talk to my daddy God about any and everything. Number two. Oh, God, I'm out of time. Excuse me. I can be literally in his presence. Not only can I pray, but I can enjoy his presence. Because in his presence, I don't just petition him. I promise you all, I'm going to get this out real quick. I don't just petition God. I don't just beg him for stuff. But I can go in and truly enjoy his presence. I could go in and just say, God, I just want to sit here and be with you just a little while and quietly enjoy the fact that I know that you love me so much. I belong to you, and it is your desire to give me good gifts. I'm a king kid. I can enjoy him. But even though I have access to him, to this all-powerful God, to this supreme king of the universe, to this king of kings and lord of all, I must enter his presence reverently. I must enter his presence understanding that he is my redeemer. Oh, my God. And in all of his ways, he is righteous. He's a righteous God. Oh, he is an all-knowing God. I must enter with intimacy, yet reverence. What a way to enter God. And in the closing of the of this 16th verse, it says, knowing that grace and mercy, you all, it throws us back to Psalm 23. Psalm 23 tells us what? That mercy and grace will follow us all the days of our life. We find grace in our greatest time of need. Why? Because we are the King's kids. We belong to God, you all. And because we belong to God, let us enter into his throne room, knowing that's where we are going to find everything that we need. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Back to you, my dear friend. Minister
Praise
Therese.
God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that powerful message this morning. Let us go before his presence as we speak now. Heavenly Father, we so thank you, Father, for this woman of God who have put us and placed us in your presence and allowed us to just saturate in your goodness. Lord, we thank you because it is you, it's only in you that we live, move, and have our very being, and we so appreciate it. We thank you, Father, for everyone on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen and keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We thank you for this woman of God who so urgently told us, Lord God, that we have to put ourselves before your presence, not only just to ask, Lord God, but just to saturate in your glory, just to saturate in your goodness, just to saturate in your grace. We thank you, Father, that you have called us your very own, and we can call you by crying out, Abba, Father. We thank you, Father, for this call that goes forth each and every Monday through Friday. We thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for each and every individual that present themselves before you, Lord God. We ask you, Father, for special blessings upon your bereaved father, our Platinum President Robert Jackson, whose grandmother transitioned, Lord God. We ask you, Father, for special blessings upon Artemis Wicker and Vicki Humphrey, Lord God, special blessings upon their family in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for comforting them like none other. We ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen Kendra Carter, Father, as she put her trust in you, Lord God. And we totally agree with her, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her body will prosper. Every tongue that rises against her will cease. And we thank you in advance for healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And everyone, Lord God, that's going through some type of trying situation with their body, we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, for doing it. It's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We say thank you. Thank you for Artists International, Artists Life, and all those, Lord God, that are apart and those that are coming forth, Lord God. We thank you for doing the work through us and with us. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, listen, you want to hear this message again. It was such an anointing on it, and we thank God for Dr. PK. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And I tell you, share with somebody. And let them know that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to hear the word from the Lord. And guess what? We have the new motivational call coming up next, and it is going to be powerful because they're going to be talking about the social media. We have our special guest, Mr. Jose Louis Moliner. I may be pronouncing his name wrong, but that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The code is 294-617-POUND. Get on that call and get your information with social media. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate you. Get ready for Artist Extravaganza coming up February 17th through the 19th. Mark your calendars and be in the place in Los Angeles, California. We're so thankful, God, for each and every one of you. Thank you, Minister Willow, for seating and greeting everyone. And thank you, Dr. PK, for giving us that powerful message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Absolutely, absolutely. God bless each and every one of you as you enter into your day, as you go into the throne room of God to receive everything that you need. We thank you, Holy God, that you have given us the assurance that your grace and your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And we thank you, God. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, knowing that I love you, but God loves you more. Bye-bye.